I should know this because I've heard, I can't even think of the captain's name who has charge of this at the penal farm. He's a very, very devoted man who works with an orchard out there, and he's trying to keep things going. He has apples, peaches, and pears. He wants to expand it, but they don't seem to want to do very much for him. But he has talked about these things many, many times, but I don't, just don't recall.
Have you ever heard him say anything about clingstone peaches or freestone?
This is a particular species or brand, I think, for the most part. It's just like cattle, you know, you have different kinds of, for instance, the Jersey cow, the Guernsey, the like. They are both cows, but they both give milk. The Jersey, of course, is supposed to have a very enriched type of milk, a lot of cream. The Guernsey gives an awful lot of milk, so that's the difference. Quality as against quantity. And sometimes we say freestone is more expensive, really, when you purchase them in the store. That's my experience.
What do you call the part of the apple that you throw away?
The core.
When you cut up apples or peaches and dry them, you're making what?
A dehydrated, for the most part, fruit. That's one of the ways, now I don't know many others.
Have you ever heard that called snits?
Snits? No. Snits. No.
What are the kind of nuts you pull up out of the ground and roast?
Peanuts, for the most part.
Do you know other names for those?
For peanuts? Let's see. Well, I don't want to use French, so no.
What other kind of nuts do you like? Or what do you like that you can find around here?
In the front yard, pecans, yes. Those are my favorite out there. One of the reasons why I like, I've kept that tree out there. I like pecans. I like almonds. I like most nuts, really. But I restrict myself because they are quite fattening when they are in the state that you get them from the trees. And dry roast peanuts, no salt and sugar added. That's the type I use. But I keep some always on hand. That's my dessert.
What do you call the kind of a kind of nut that has a hard covering, and we hear about them a lot at Christmas time?
Oh, cream nut.
Oh, I never had heard of those. I was going to have shut down. A cream nut?
Cream nut, right.
You know that, no, that's chestnuts. Another kind of nut off
Brazil. Walnut.
Walnut, uh-huh. What do you call the hard covering of the walnut?
Shell.
And the part that will stain your hands?
Well, that's when it's green, of course, when you get this cover. A walnut has a cover on it when it first comes out. Of course, it has to dry, and this is the bark that comes off. The outer sheath is called a cover. Most people call it, it's part of the shell, but it's really not a part of the shell. It encompasses the shell itself. It's just the outer covering, that's all I know. But we always say we're going to knock the cover off of the walnuts, if I can remember correctly. Because we had a lot here in this place. My grandmother had walnut trees.
Are they still up, or?
No, the house is where some of them were, because they would be somewhere in the vicinity where this well is. I remember there's one over on this side, one on this side, because you had peach trees along here and out there, so you had a little garden back there, this was some of the richest soil I've ever heard of, I've ever seen, I suppose.